From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A suspect connected to two suspicious deaths in the area of the Edersburg Junction has been arrested in Chico. 24-year-old Ulysses Rodriguez of Chico detained by police there early Monday following a traffic stop near the intersection of Esplanade and East Eaton Road in Chico. Rodriguez later arrested, booked on a no-bail warrant for two counts of homicide, criminal threats, and exhibiting a firearm in connection to the Humboldt County deaths. Rodriguez will be transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for prosecution. The two victims, a 31-year-old woman and a 32-year-old man, are pending positive identification through DNA analysis. Humboldt County SWAT and Sheriff's Office investigators also served a search warrant at a property on China Creek Road in southern Humboldt to gather evidence related to the deaths. A guilty plea Monday from Marcy Kitchen in connection to the deaths of her daughter Kaya Kitchen and friend Faith Sarnas, whom she hit with her Jeep as they skateboarded 2 years ago. Kitchen has admitted to vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated and fleeing the scene. The 40-year-old could be sentenced to a maximum of 11 years behind bars. Update on the Mill Creek 1 fire. Crews are trying to keep the fire east of Highway 96, west of the reservation boundary, north of Mill Creek, and south of Deerhorn Creek. Resources being ordered to help with the suppression of the fire. California State Highway 96 closed from Bull Creek to Mill Creek due to behavior of that fire. Traffic being redirected through Dowd Road. They say as soon as it's possible for public travel, the highway will be reopened. The Mill Creek 1 fire started on August 16th on tribal lands near the town of Hoopa. Cause of the fire, arson, a $10,000 reward being offered for information leading to whomever is responsible. Meantime, the ranch fire is at 74% containment spread across 351,000 acres. The river fire stands at 100% containment. The car fire at 229,000 acres is 88% contained. The car fire continues to burn actively within containment lines. Residents and the public are able to travel along State Route 299. The Klondike fire estimated at 72,000 acres, 28% contained. The western edge of that fire is now bumping up against the burn scar from the 2017 Chetco Bar fire, which fire managers are using as a natural containment line. Well, representatives from the Rural County Representatives of California, National Home Buyers Fund, and iFoster Tuesday will provide an update to the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors on the distribution of more than 80 gifted laptops to local foster youth and former foster youth ages 16 to 21. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.